Tonight we're continuing in sugyas related to Maseches Rosh Hashanah, but we're not really in the Rosh Hashanah sugyas yet. God willing, we will be in some of them soon. But I came across a fascinating topic. It was fascinating to me just because it's so different than anything we would ever think about. And that is, at what point does a child become a bar mitzvah? So that's a stupid question, right? Because a child becomes a bar mitzvah when he's 13. So when is that exactly? When does he become 13? How do we calculate when he becomes 13? So again, silly question. On his birthday, he becomes 13. At what point on his birthday does he become 13? So we're used to the idea that he becomes a bar mitzvah as soon as, sometime between Shkia and Seis, whenever the day turns, and that is the day of his bar mitzvah, and that's it. He becomes a bar mitzvah at that time. It's not so obvious from the sources that that's in fact the case. If you look in the Mishnah Maseches Nidah, the Mishnah Maseches Nidah tells us different ages where different things begin to happen in terms of a person's status, a person's ability to accomplish certain things. Bas achas esrei shana v'yom echad nidereha nivdakin. Bas shteim esrei shana v'yom echad nidereha kayamin. At what age does a person get to the point where maybe they know what they're doing in terms of nidarim? At what age do they get to the point where they definitely know what they're doing in terms of nidarim and their nidarim count? So it's about 11 years old for a girl to get to the maybe point. 12 years old for a girl to get to the definite point. Ubot kin kol shteim esrei. Ben shteim esrei shana v'yomecha nedarav nivdakim, ben shalosh esrei shana v'yomecha nedarav kayamin. When he's 13 years old, his nedarim are kayamin. But you keep seeing all of these, the terminology that we use is not, we don't describe a bas achas esrei shana, a bas shteim esrei shana, a ben shalosh esrei shana. We describe always v'yomecha, that it's this and the day. What's that extra day? Meaning if you go with the birthday and say, okay, that's when the person becomes a gadol, so where is this Yom Echad coming from? So the Mishnah Melech says what we normally assume. He writes, Lufi ani yavdaiti nira lahavi raya di Yom Echad lav davka. He says Yom Echad is not really, it doesn't really mean Yom Echad. And he says, and the raya is from a Gemara Nida, daf mem heim and beis, where the Gemara says, Listen, hani tarti bavi, Bas Yud Beis Shana V'Yomecha Nederek Hayamin Ubotkin Kol Yud Beis Bas Yiral V'Yomecha Nederek Nivdakin Lamali. Why do I need to be told Bas Yiral V'Yomecha Nederek Nivdakin V'Inema Dehecha Detani V'Yomecha Hudafka Maikushya? But if you're going to say that you always add a day, that adding a day is dafka, then the Gemara's kasha is not a kasha. The Mivdakin Kol Yud Beis Havamina Gam Yom Rishon Shal Yud Beis Botkin. Because when the Mishnah says that you are bodek the nedarim throughout the 12th year, I would have even included the first day. So that's why I need to be told, Bas Yiral of Shana V'Yom Echad. That's when nedareha nivdakin. To tell me that it only starts the next day. So says the Mishnah Lamelech, obviously if the Gemara is asking this kasha, that the Mishnah is repeating itself by saying, Yiral of Shana V'Yom Echad, Nidra Nivdakin, and then Kol Shnas Yirbeis, the whole 12th year Nidra Nivdakin, that those are the same. So V'Yom Echad must not mean V'Yom Echad. It must actually start on the birthday. That's what we generally assume. We generally assume that one becomes a bar or bat mitzvah on their 13th or 12th birthday, respectively, and it's at the beginning of their birthday. One fascinating side conversation, which is not going to be our focus tonight, is what about a guy? A guy is also obligated in mitzvos. Not only is a non-Jew obligated in mitzvos, but a non-Jew who violates any of the Shev Mitzvah is chayv misa. So do we have a bar mitzvah for a non-Jew? Meaning, at what age does a guy start becoming responsible for mitzvahs? So on the one hand, you want to say, probably the same as when a Jew becomes an adult, a guy. Because you ask any child who's becoming bar mitzvah. I have these meetings with boys sometimes before their bar mitzvah. What does becoming a bar mitzvah mean? It means I'm becoming a man. Really? Is that really what's happening? No, it means that you have a certain sense of responsibility, something else. But so by a guy, if it's a certain level of maturity, a certain sense of responsibility for a Jew, so one would imagine it would symbolize that age, would signify the same thing for a non-Jew. However, there's a major problem with that. The Chassam Sofer, in his Tshuvas in Yerodei Simon Shin Yud Zayin, points out that in the second paragraph there, in source number 3, Hine zeli eze shanim nishalti me rav echad amasha kosov a Rambam paragud milch smolach malach abeis. He said, someone once asked me the following question. The Rambam writes, Uliolam ein onshin man lo katan lo cheresh lo shoto lo fisha ein b'nei mitzvos. That no one knows a katan could be punished because they are not b'nei mitzvos. And the Rambam paskins in Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, that Shi'urim are only given li Yisrael. Shi'urim are halacha l'moshe Mishinai, the Gemara tells us, but the Rambam writes that Shi'urim are only for B'nai Yisrael. That the Shir Kezayis for Achila is only for B'nai Yisrael. Any Shir, Mechitza, Asar Tfachim, any Shir that we have is only for B'nai Yisrael. And included in Shi'urim is Ben Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yamechad. That's a shear. What is the shear? Godless? 12 years for a girl, 13 years for a boy. Well, if shiurim are not given to B'nai Noach, so that number shouldn't mean anything for B'nai Noach. So what's the alternative, says the Rambam? So Ben Noach doesn't have a bar mitzvah, right? He doesn't have a point where he becomes chayv mitzvah. So then when is it? When does he become responsible in the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach? The only other age we know about that's meaningful is birth. Between birth and bar mitzvah, nothing significant, no significant status change happens. I was about to say nothing significant happens. A lot of significant things happen, but no status change is affected between birth and bar mitzvah. So at birth, he's going to be chayv in shev mitzvahs b'nei Noach. If a toddler eats a little bit of Evar Min HaChai, they're going to be chayv misa. We also have a concept, onus rachmana patrei, that a person is not responsible for things that they that are completely out of their control. They have no das whatsoever. So how could you say they're responsible for something like that? So the Chassam Sofer writes, we're in this tough spot. And he says, what you have to suggest is that when they become intelligent enough to have a basic sense of responsibility, that's when they become chayv. And when does that normally happen? For most kids, before bar mitzvah. I said, why by a Jew does it wait till bar mitzvah? Because it's a shir, halacha l'moshe Mishinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that shir of bar mitzvah. I was talking to a bar mitzvah boy recently. I said, you know, bar mitzvah is a time where there's a certain maturity. It's not a coincidence that it's usually around that time that a parent starts bar or bat mitzvah, usually around 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy, that a parent starts trusting the kid to babysit, you know, when they go out for a little bit to watch it, because they'll know if something's wrong, they'll know to call, they'll know. There's just a certain sense of responsibility. And the kid said, I've been babysitting for over a year already. I don't know, it's not happening at bar mitzvah. So maybe, yeah, the responsibility, that sense of maturity might come earlier, but we have shir. The shir is halacha l'moshe Mishinai, that for a Jew, it's at bar mitzvah. It says chasam sof, for a guy, it's when they have a basic level of das. They know not to destroy things. They know to put on a coat in the wintertime and to dress, you know, in a season-appropriate way in the summertime. They're basic things, just the basic know how to take care of themselves. And at that point, when they have that basic level of seichel, that's when they become obligated in mitzvahs. Fine, that's when it comes to a non-Jew. But what about a Jew? So the reason that we're discussing this is because for those who are learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah, there is a fascinating comment that if you read it quickly, you miss its significance. In Tosos Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara over there is talking about animals. It's talking about at what age animals can be brought for different karbonos, and what needs to be bashteshanim, what needs to be a one-year-old, and how to identify the names that are given to animals at different stages. And it talks about ben chav dalid chodesh v'yomechad. There's that v'yomechad again. 24 months and a day. So Tosfos over there writes in source number 4 that, let's find where it's, where it, He says, "V'lo l'kol mili." In the fourth line, "V'lo l'kol mili amrina diyomecher b'shana chashav shana." We don't always say that one day of a year counts as a full year. Diyesh devarim da'afilu me'es la'es b'inan. Sometimes not only does one day of a year not count as a full year, even a month of a year won't count as a full year. Sometimes you need me'es la'es. You need to actually fill the whole year if you want it to count as a year. Kiditan b'parak yotzi dofen. Ben Tes Shanav Yomechad, Ben Yud Gimel Shanav Yomechad, Bas Yud Beis Shanav Yomechad. The Osu Yom Echad, what's the purpose of that extra day? K'dei l'hashlim me'es la'es. Tosus writes, and that's the key line. Why do we have that extra Yom Echad? So the Mishnah said, don't pay any attention to that. It doesn't really mean it. It just means on your 13th birthday. Tosus says, no, do pay attention to that. The reason you add an extra day before one becomes a bar mitzvah is because you need me'es la'es. Now, what does me'es la'es normally mean? Well, how would you understand that, Tosos? If the person was born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they become a bar mitzvah not when their birthday hits, but at 4 o'clock in the afternoon of their 13th birthday, they become chayiv in mitzvos, which is stunning. But that's what Tosfos seems to be saying. Be'eis la'eis. And that's what we always add Yom Echad. What does Yom Echad do? What does adding Yom Echad do? Oh, it's hard to, not everyone remembers exactly the time they were born. They don't look at their birth certificate for whatever reason. They don't know where it is. They don't know exactly what time they were born. They don't know the time of their birth. So you just know, always add Yom Echad. Don't ask the guy, don't ask the kid to lead the tefillah until it's been an extra day. And that way you know you're safe. You know you've reached the point of Me'eis La'eis. That's the pshat in the Yom Echad. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying. Nevertheless, even though that's what he seems to be saying, there's a whole group of Achronim that don't think he's saying that, and that certainly don't think that that's correct, la halacha, that you would have to wait an extra day. You know, this is very nogea for a boy who is bo bayom, is Shabbos, when he learns how to lane, that Shabbos. And we just had this past Shabbos, we had a boy's bar mitzvah, bo bayom was Shabbos. And if you take the Yom Echad literally, he shouldn't be laning on that Shabbos. He shouldn't be leading any tefillos or benching or anything else, or be motzi other people in Kiddush or anything else. The Aruch Liner on that Tosos just points out that this is a stira, because Tosfos Maseches Nida writes that Kimlu Hulu Rabbanan, that Lobo Me'eis La'eis, that you don't really need Me'eis La'eis, you don't really need to fill all the hours. Aval Yesh Lomar, says the Aruch Liner, that Tosfos Kari Hacha Aliba Tirutz Masheni Sham, maybe Tosfos doesn't agree with that comment of that Tosfos in Nida. O Yesh Lomar, to Hasam Ari Me'eis La'eis the Sha'os, Aval Hacha Kasu Drabbanan Bo Me'eis La'eis Tainu Gimel Shanim Shlemos, to Lo Sagi, meaning, what the Aruch Liner says is you have to pay attention to what Tosfos is actually talking about over here. What his point is. His point is not to tell you when you become a bar mitzvah precisely. His point over here is to say that, you know, for certain halachos, we say Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana, that one day of year counts as a year, or Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chashav Shana, 30 days of a year count as a full year. His entire point is to say that that's not always the case. That sometimes you need an actual year to count as a year. So when he says the words Me'eis La'eis in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't mean it in its literal sense, that you need to wait literally for the Me'eis La'eis for 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the day of his bar mitzvah, because he happened to have been born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No, it can't be that that's what he means, because he writes otherwise in Maseches Nida. What he must mean is that you need a full year, that it's not supposed to be just an extra day or 30 days into the 13th year of life. You need to wait till he finishes 13 actual years of life. What? Yeah, the problem is, right, that Lashon in Tosfos, because he doesn't just say Me'eis La'eis, right? He says, Da'osu Yom Echad Kedei Lahashlim Me'eis La'eis. Yeah, very difficult to read that into Tosfos. I don't know how he reads that. That's difficult to me. Nevertheless, the Shach and Chosh Mishpat Simon Lamed Hei, Shtei Saras Achir Gimel Shonim Gemuros, Pirishin Gimel Shonim Shlemos, V'lo Te'emekshu Lamed Yom B'Shnas Yud Gimel Arayu Kishonim Yechashiv Gadol, says, you know, 30 days doesn't count, the same as Tosfos was saying, Mashmet Ratzolam Dim Nolad Be'emtza Lel Rosh Hashanah, says the Shach. Let's paint a picture over here. Someone is born in middle of the night on Rosh Hashanah, Nasa Ben Yud Gimel Shana B'Tchilas Rosh Hashanah Shal Shnas Yudalud. They become a bar mitzvah 13 years later at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. And he says, you know, people weren't sure about this, but he says, I'm sure that this is what it means and that this is correct. Lahalacha. And at the very end, he says, Im Kain, the three lines from the end of the passage, Gam Kavanas Hatos Rosh Hashanah Yachal Yos Kain. He says it could be that that's what Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah means as well. That not that it needs to be Me'eis La'eis L'Shaos, but just that it shouldn't be 30 days, just like the Aruch Liner said. And Magen Avraham also paskins this way, that Magen Avraham, in the context of discussing whether a bar mitzvah boy, let's say, is Bo B'Yom Shabbos, we just had, like I mentioned, this past Shabbos, and the family had made early Shabbos, so can he daven Mariv for an Amud when his Bo B'Yom is on Shabbos and the family is making early Shabbos? So Magen Avraham says, no, he can't do that because the Tosefta Shabbos doesn't actually make him a bar mitzvah yet, It just brings in Kedusha Shabbos, but it doesn't actually make him a bar mitzvah. And that gets into a much bigger discussion about the nature of Tosfos Shabbos. Does it actually turn the calendar, or does it just mamshich some of the dinei hayom? And there's a lot of lamdus and a very fascinating topic in its own right. But the Magen Avraham says in that context, if they make regular Shabbos, then it's okay. Then it's fine. If they're making then he could daven Maariv. What about waiting for the time that he was born? Nah, you don't have to worry about that. We don't worry about that. In fact, the Bach writes this, and they're all quoting from the Tshuvas HaBach, which is printed here in source number 8. But to me, most fascinating was those who understand Tosfos, what I think is Kipshuto, that he really means that it's Me'es Le'es. If you look in the Divrei Chamudos, in the 5th parak of Maseches Nida, source number 9 over here, he explains what he thinks Tosfos means. Ulechara nearly perish leperusham. Shana, first, I pick up the Divrei Chamudos here right after he quotes our Tosfos, word for word. So he says, I think what Tosfos means is, Shana hu derech mashal, min rosh hashana ad sof erev rosh shana l'shana ba. He says, let's define terms over here. A year is, starting from Rosh Hashanah, the year would end on the end of Erev Rosh Hashanah the following year. Good, we're all in agreement about that. Vimnasa Maisa O Ira Davar Rosh Hashanah, L'ksheyetze Erev Rosh Hashanah d'shana ba, kvar nuchalom Roshav Rosh Hashanah alosa Maisa. If something happens on Rosh Hashanah, by the end of Erev Rosh Hashanah next year, it's been a year. O also davar ve'enonu makpidin ochoshin emasai haya nasa brashana imidchilas yomo obem tziiso b'sofo, and we don't look carefully at when during Rosh Hashanah it happened. Eliam came kshana rotzim shia overlove shana me'es la'es. Unless it's not just about a year passing. If it's about a year passing, yeah, it's the 1 year anniversary. You don't count it to the minute. But when the halacha says you need me'es la'es, sha'az yesh k'pei de b'davar, l'das masai nase, you have to know exact time, she'mayu nase b'tchilas Rosh Hashanah, hine k'she nishlam yom erev Rosh Hashanah l'shana ba, k'var av Rosh Hashanah me'es la'es, avlim nase be'emtza halayla, l'nuch alom Rosh Hashanah shana me'es la'es. Something happens in the middle of the night, it's not a year me'es la'es, until chatzi alayla, a year later, v'tzarek she'yegia emtza la Rosh Hashanah ba, and only then do you have me'es la'es. So, and therefore, says the Divrei Chamudos, that's why the Chum say, you have Yom Echad, whom Yishum Shetzarek Shiyu Hashana Mehema Me'es La'es. Because to be a bar mitzvah, you need Me'es La'es. Umepnei HaChashash Ha'u She'ina Davar Yadua Iti, Hizchilu Hashana Mehem B'Shalos Mina Yom Ahu She'eschilu Shal Yom Akpidim Kuli Alma, V'yadu Be'ez Yom Naso Nolad Ploni. Everyone knows their birthday. Not everyone knows their birth hour. So therefore, they always added an extra day before you become a bar mitzvah. Aval al eiza shalo kapti. People don't know the time they were born. Vein mashkichem ala vihil kacham rucham shetzarech od yom echad. That's why you need the extra yom echad. Kadei shalf bisha yinol et sofa yom inik shnishlem yom echad anosav al shanim kvar av rushanim ahema. Then you know that the proper number of years have passed. That because you at that point, for sure have me'es leis. Now the Divrei Chamudos points out, yesh l'davar l'hakel u'l'hachmir, meaning it will turn out that if you're just being extra, it sounds like we're being extra machmir, just wait an extra day before you count him as a bar mitzvah. But if really for the last 23 hours he's already been a bar mitzvah, you just decided not to do kriyas ha-torah b'tzibur because you thought you didn't have a minion because he was the 10th man. But he was. We decided, no, yom echad, he's only a boy, he's not a man yet. So it's not always a chumrah. Sometimes it comes out lahakel also. It's a yesh b'davar lahakel ulahachmir, but that's what they decided to do. They decided since it would just be too difficult to make everyone figure out exactly the hour of their birth, so they just decided as a low plug to always add yom echad. So essentially, what we have is when do you become bar mitzvah? Three possibilities, right? We have the possibility of what we do right at the beginning of your 13th birthday. We have the possibility of me'es la'es. You were born at 3 in the morning, so 3 in the morning is when you become bar mitzvah. And then we have the possibility of yom echad, you always need to wait the extra day. And don't pay attention to your time of birth because they made a low plug that you're only going to be considered. It's based on the second possibility, but it's in practicality, we would only count you as a bar mitzvah a day later.
Where does Chazal come off?
No, that is the. There is a shir alach l'moshe misin of meis la'eis. They just think it's impractical to police it, to figure it out, to expect people to figure it out. So they made a gather that no one should consider themselves a bar mitzvah till one day later. So, but the shir, you're right. The shir is not shalosh hashanim v'yom echad. The shir is shalosh hashanim. The yom echad was their own addition according to this reading. Now, okay, so it's one Tosfos, and we have, you know, the Shach and the Magen Avraham, and everyone else reads it otherwise, and, you know, well, you could have, find a very impressive list of Rishonim that all say at the beginning of your bar mitzvah. You know, you become, at the beginning of your birthday, of your 13th birthday, you become bar mitzvah. So what are we hacking about? It's one line in the Tosfos. Okay, so it's an oddball shita that's out there, right? Take a look at the Shiltos of Achaigon in Parshas B'chukosai. Says the Shiltos. V'chein linyan onshin lo mikri ish elatinok ben shalosh asrei shana v'yamecha me'eis la'eis. Someone is only called an ish when he's ben shalosh asrei shana v'yamecha me'eis la'eis. Now, the Netziv points out in his commentary on the Sheiltos that if he just meant to say what the Gemara sounded like it was saying, what the Mishnah sounded like they were saying, why does he have to add the word me'eis la'eis? He could have just said, "Ben shalosh asrei shana v'yamecha," like we always say. And then the Tziv writes in source number 11, "Heir b'ni harav," and I have a type, I typed this up myself, Chaim, I guess from Chaim Berlin, "Tidas rabbeinu d'shnei gadlus chashvinu me'eis la'eis mishal l'sha." You see that the Shiltos counts it mishal l'sha. "Dilu lami d'bin miyom liyom v'lo shnas olam sagi b'may d'kamar v'yom echad k'loshna mishnah." It could have just said v'yomecha, like the Mishnah says, Ela Hosif, but the Shildos adds, the me'eis la'eis, mamish me'inan, that you need me'eis la'eis. V'yafeheir, he says, you know, it's a good point. That's what the Shildos is really saying. Rabbi Simon pointed out in his share on this topic that in Rabbi Tendler's shul, Rabbi Tendler Shlita, in his shul on Friday nights, he used to learn Shildos. The Shildos is a sefer, right? Do you remember this? Yeah.
So,
every Friday night. With Netziv or just the Shildos? Whatever he would say on the Shildos. Right, okay. So he would learn Shildos on the parsha or whatever. So the Shildos was not a very popular sefer until the Netziv made it very popular. Meaning the Shildos Rav Chaigon, it's very hard to read. It's not an easy sefer, but the Netziv wrote a commentary on it that made it famous, because you can't learn the Netziv without seeing the Shiltos that he's commenting on, and the Netziv had a lot of very nice things to say. So v'yafe heir ukvar chakru b'zav magen avram v'tasim inan gimel mishamel chus ishus parak beiz v'agon tumisim lamrei v'bnei ahuvil chus ishus parak beiz v'kulam b'chada roka tofu v'dekaimulan d'lo b'inan me'is leis mamish. Says that everyone paskins, all the poskim say that it's not true that you don't need meis leis, but then adds the netziv, v'ilu ra'u divrei rabbeinu la'avudachu b'shtei yadayim. If they would have known that the Shilta says otherwise, they couldn't have just all flippantly paskin that, okay, whenever his birthday comes, they would have said, you gotta wait, you have to wait till it's 24 hours. V'ayin till it's to the hour. V'ayin mashkas v'rosh ten hedron parak dalasim vav binyin tov b'dvar mishnah. And the Tziv says, for a little color commentary, you may want to check out what the Rosh says in the fourth parak of Sanhedrin, Siman Vav, about a Tovah B'dvar Mishnah. So I wanted to check out what the Rosh said in Siman Vav. He doesn't even give you a hint, right? I mean, you get, he's following up the comment of, they never would have just, you know, dismissed the Shiltos had they been aware of it, but they weren't aware of it. So what does the Rosh write? The Rosh in Masech Sanhedrin is discussing the difference between the Tovah B'dvar Mishnah and the Tovah B'shikul Adas. There's this may come as a chiddush, but sometimes rabbis make mistakes, and sometimes they get things wrong. But there are two ways to get things wrong. Sometimes you have a din Torah, and the dayan got it wrong in the sense that there was a machlokes. He thought the minig was to paskin this way, so he paskin that way, like this group of gedolei poskim. But really, the minig is to paskin the other way. So he was mistaken. He thought the minig was to follow that shita, and that shita made sense to him. But he was mistaken. The minig is to follow the other shita, right? So that's a toa b'shikul adas. That's not such a significant toas. It's ein machzir, and we don't have to undo everything, and you know, we don't have to rattle the whole world when he makes a mistake in shikul adas, because it's not the biggest mistake. But then there's toa b'dvar mishnah. Toa b'dvar mishnah literally means you missed the mishnah. The guy didn't. There was a mishnah that says against what he said, and he didn't realize. So the rishonim extend toa b'dvar mishnah to not only mishnayis, but to any basic body of literature that a rabbi is expected to be familiar with, and would be a game changer, when it is widely accepted. So in discussing such examples, the Rush writes, you know, for example, if you miss a Gemara, you didn't know that a Gemara existed, it's a Beferish Sugya in Shas, and you're paskening based on what it says in Chumash, you know, that's a Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. You got to know what the Gemara says. You have to know the Sugya. Or he says, if the major Gaonim say something, and the Rush is a Rishon, he's not talking about an Akron missing something from the times of the Gaonim. The major Gaonim miss something, so that's a Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. How do you not know what the major Gaonim said? He says, "Vani Omer Vadei Kol Mishetah B'Piskei Gaonim Zal Shelo Shama Devrayim." Someone who makes a mistake in the Piskei Gaonim, they didn't hear what they said. Ukshner Melo Pesak Gaonim Yashu Be'Enav. And if you would have heard the Pesak of the Gaonim, they make sense. It would have made sense to you. Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. That's called the Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. Then he goes even further. Not only Piskei HaGaonim, any leaders of the generation, of any generations, these aren't slouches, the leading scholars of each generation. That could also be a Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. So that's why nowadays we consider someone who missed Halach in Shulchan Aruch as a Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. Because how do you pass an Halach without knowing what it says? In Shulchan Aruch, I knew the Sugya and the Gemara, I knew the Rishonim, I knew what... But we paskin with the Shulchan Aruch. If you don't know the Halach in Shulchan Aruch, so that could be a Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. So it's a startling comment to the Mitziv. The Mitziv is telling us, had anyone seen what the Shiltos had to say? He tells us he's fully aware of the very impressive list of people that tell you that you're a bar mitzvah right away as soon as your birthday comes. But he says they all didn't have the Shiltos. I do. And therefore, I think they're all a Tov B'Dvar Mishnah, essentially, is what he says. At least it's a question. At least it's something that has to be raised. In Moed Muzmanim, Rav Sternbach quotes a funny story. He writes, if you look in source number 14, in the second paragraph, there's a lot of typos because I typed it up myself. But I know Uvda Yadana B'Shem B'No Shel Echad Migdolei Ador Zatzal. Let's see if you could figure out the gadol based on the story. I think there's only one gadol the story could be true about. So he says, I heard from the son of one of the Gedolei Hador, Zatzal, deceased Gadol Hador. There's your first hint. It's someone who's no longer alive, and was no longer alive when Rav Sternbach printed Moed Muzmanim 40 years ago. Shesiper Heich Nira La'aviv Lel Bar Mitzvah Shelo. That this kid was born at 3 in the morning. Amar HaShachar was 3:30 a.m. Va'aviv shamar lel shimurim. The father stayed up all night. V'neir kol ha'layla l'heir b'no sheyikra az birchas ha'tayru kriyashma da'arvis. So that he could wake up the kids, so he could say Kriyas Rashal Arvis, Uzakhir Sisius Mitzrayim, Kidin, Demashakara Ba'erv of Nesha Yashan, Lomahani Lashitos to buy me Ace La Ace. Because, yeah, of course he said Kriyas Shema at night, but he wasn't a bar mitzvah yet if you hold that you need me Ace La Ace. So the father waited till 3 o'clock in the morning, wake the kid up, let the kid say Kriyas Shema, Vinishaiv Minatorah, Bisholosh Dafka, Shehigdil Bahani, Bisholosh Dafka, Shehigdil Bahani Mitzvos, Lani Poskim. So now he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Kenhi Iru Bisman, Lito Yodav Lakum, Lomer Birch Satorah, Ulchad and the Kai Mitzvah, the Kriyashma Shal Arvis. So he gave him time to wash his hands and say Birch Satorah, Kriyashma Shal Arvis, Zachiris Mitzrayim, Ukara Va'amar, Va'aviv Zir Zalomer Bekavana, and his father said, you gotta have a lot of Kavana, Shach Shav Dafko, Ulai Yis. This might be your first mitzvah seidah raisa as a gadol. Ulamara ein of kol yimei chayev simchas aviv shara osa mekayim barishon a mitzvah selkeni is baruch shmo kalacha beidur. And he says he remembered for the rest of his life his father's joy in seeing him fulfill that first mitzvah. So I don't know. You see something like that? There's only one gadol. It had to be the brisk rav, right? There's no. They tell a very similar story about Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. When Rav Soloveitchik was a child, he was sleeping in the sukkah when it started to rain. So Rav Moshe woke him up and said, you got to go inside. If you're sitting in the sukkah, it's Nikra Hedyot. If you're, no, I got it wrong. It was raining all night, so he went to sleep inside. So he woke him up in the house and he said, it stopped raining. He woke him up at 3 in the morning. It stopped raining. We got to get out to the sukkah. So the Rav, as a 10-year-old, gave his father a whole drasha as to why that's not true. That I'm a mitzvah now because you don't have to wake me up from my sleep in the middle of the night to to bring me back to the sukkah. But only briskers have like this, you know, this fear of not doing a mitzvah properly, or this passion to make sure that the mitzvah gets done exactly right and with to fulfill every single shita. So that's the story that he tells. But l'chara, according to the mitzvah, according to the she'iltos, it's necessary, according to the she'iltos. In fact, it's not only the Netziv, it's not only the Shiltos, the Marsham in the Tshuva, it doesn't say for sure, but the Marsham in source number 13, Marsham was, you know, people don't learn so much Marsham anymore, but the Marsham in the beginning of the 20th century was the Posek Adar. I mean, he was one of the biggest Poskim. He was known as Big Mekel. I'm sure it didn't hurt his popularity, but he was one of the biggest poskim of the generation. Marsham and Reb Chaim Eizer were the big poskim of that kufa. So the Marsham writes, "Mechtava kibalti, val divrei Torah sa'ashu b'ktsara, mashachakar bebirich birchus haTorah b'yom v'odenu katan, ubelayla nasa ben yud gimel shel v'yomecha." Someone asked him a classic bar mitzvah drasha. Shaila. That a guy, a kid, woke up in the morning on his last day being 12, and he said a Birchas HaTorah that morning, and then that night when he became a bar mitzvah, he wanted to keep on learning. But it was only al smach of the Birchas HaTorah that he had said in the morning, right? So this is, you know, good lomdus, right? Imutu lilmul belayla below Birchas HaTorah. Is he allowed to learn at night without a new Birchas HaTorah? If the old Birchas Torah is Daraisa, he was only Mekayim something Midrabar in the morning because it's only Midin Chinuch. Now he wants to learn. Does he need a new Birchas Torah? Hinei hadavr mvor Mordechai perek beze Megillah, the Bekidish mibod yom b'shas tosev shabbos diyatza b'layla. He says, well, this is very similar to what we do throughout the summer months. You know, people make early Shabbos. They say Kiddush mibod yom. They don't say another Kiddush again when it's nighttime. And the Magen Avraham wonders, but a katan is not allowed to be motzi gadol, so why does it work? Aval b'chayadim kalvav din gimel tiretz al nachon v'imkein achinam don yatsi. He says, I think it's fine. But then he writes, v'inei emes tilfima shehevi malas kvot harasim mitshuvus maria sad chilchesim esamachdal sheyishu b'drach nachem yeshlodin al pi dvar b'minidin don aval noda machlokas ha'achronim. But you know it's machlokas ha'achronim b'din ben yud gimel shon v'yamechad ibin on meis le'eis alo. When a child becomes 13, meaning, what are you saying? That as soon as night comes, he's going to want to learn, and then the brachas that he made that morning aren't going to count. Says Marsha, I'm not so sure that the cheshbon is correct. He might not be a bar mitzvah when night comes. When was he born? What time was he born? If you hold that you need meis le'eis, he's not a bar mitzvah till sometime during the day, whenever it is that corresponds to when he was born. Dim kainim belayla lo yigia odzman meis le'eis. And the Marsham calls this a safek. And he says, therefore, what you have over here is a svek sveka. Safek, whether you could be yotzei with the brachos as a katan for learning when you're a gadol. And even if you can't, maybe when you're learning, you're still a katan. So it's a svek sveka, so you could be mekel. But he calls it a safek. He doesn't think it's like a slam dunk. Now, there's a big nafkamina in calling it a safek. That would mean that if there's any din d'oraisa, safek d'oraisa l'chumra, meaning if you're dealing with having him be motzi yom kiddush d'oraisa, safek d'oraisa l'chumra, you wouldn't. I think the classic thing people do at bar mitzvahs is they have the bar mitzvah boy make kiddush for everybody. According to the Marsham, if it's his bo b'yom and on Shabbos, he shouldn't make kiddush for everybody because he's trying to be. You could argue for the men, they already daven marv, so they already yotze kiddush d'oraisa. But okay, but still, he's being mostly the women in their mitzvah d'oraisa. He shouldn't make kiddush for everybody. Unbelievable. Now, what's the svara? What's the svara of each side? So I was thinking about this. And maybe it was just because my mind was on these kinds of topics. But this is where I went with it. The svara to say that it's, you know, when his birthday starts, that's the shir, you know. We have Pesach starts when the day starts of Tesvav Nisan, Sukkah starts when, you know, Tesvav Tishrei. It starts when the day starts. So that's it. That's the shir of the bar mitzvah, is when it starts. It's not a shir in him. It's a shir in the having that number of years, and that's how we count the years. The other possibility, what's the svar from Me'es La'es? Svar from Me'es La'es is a din in him. It's a din in the person. That there's a certain amount of time you need on this earth before you become a bar mitzvah. And that amount of time is 13 full years on this earth. Let me ask you the following. According to that Shita, a person was born at 6 o'clock in the morning in New York, and his family is celebrating his bar mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. If he only needs many slaves, when is his bar mitzvah? Right? L'chora would be 1 o'clock. Meaning, it's purely a din in him. It's his internal clock that we're counting on. And it has nothing to do with the yom. And you have to figure out, what is this? What is this sheet of Meis Leis? Is it really purely a din in him? Or is it that, no, it has to do with the yom. It's just that the yom is measured by that time. But if it's purely a din in him, his bar mitzvah will be 1 o'clock. Or even better, he was born at, an hour before sunset in New York. And they're celebrating his bar mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. So his bar mitzvah is the wrong day. Right? His bar mitzvah would be the next day. What? If he was born an hour before sunset in New York, which is...
perfect day, it's at 6.
So... okay, yeah, right, do the math. Okay. another, and this is just because I was thinking about this week, what if you cross the date line? So is the bar mitzvah based on the actual anniversary of your birthday? Or is it an internal thing? And this might be even according to the Shita that it's based on when your birthday comes. Because the Shita when your birthday comes might just be a low plug. That's what they were kovei the shir. But not that it has nothing to do with him. Obviously it has something to do with him. It's not the same date for every kid. It's not like Tesvav Nisan, every kid, okay, declare bar mitzvah, like Upsharon's Lag BaOmer, everyone will be, all of a sudden turns three, right? It's different for I mock because I love, but it's different for every kid. So it has something to do internally, right? So if that's the case, maybe if you cross the date line, maybe it should be that date of, it should be a day later, because that's when internally it's really his 13th birthday. I was just discussing something. I got a shayla last week. Someone asked me, a woman had flown from New Zealand to New York in the middle of her 5 days of counting the Paletta Shechva Zera days, and she wanted to know how that crossing the date line. It's suffix crossing the date line when you're going from New Zealand to New York, but she wanted to know how that affects the days of Paletta Shechva Zera leading up to the Shiva Nikiyim, the 5 days leading up to Shiva Nikiyim. So I thought that in that case, it's Davar Pashut. The days leading up to Shiva Nikiyim is based on the fact that for 72 hours after her last Tashmish, she's still Paletta Shechva Zera. That has absolutely nothing to do with what's going on in society around you and with what day they're counting as Shabbos or what day they're counting as Tuesday. It's a din based in 72 hours. That's completely based on herself.
You have that child
without the thing, right? Just like flying herself. Oh, 1 second. So then I was thinking, what would happen if it was during Shiva Nikiyim? We'll get that exactly. What would happen if it's Shiva Nikiyim? Do you condense the Shiva Nikiyim if she gets to skip a day? So if it's only 6 days for her? Do you add one if she gets... Or do you say, no, it's internally, it's her, and therefore it's 7 days, however her count of 7 days goes.
But you're not really skipping a day, you're skipping 7 hours.
Well, if you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're skipping 7 hours. If you cross the date line, you're skipping a day. Right? So I looked in the poskim. What do the poskim say about going to Eretz Yisrael? The woman, I got this shayla a few times also. A woman started Shiva Nikiyim in Eretz Yisrael and had to go to the mikveh here in New York. She wanted to know, should she wait 7 hours to go to the mikveh here in New York when it's going to be the full 7 full days from the time she started counting Shiva Nikiyim, right? Should she wait 7 hours? So the poskim all say no. There are some poskim that say yes, but for the most part, the poskim say no. Well, why not? So if the svara is that, well, it's just when the Olam says it's 7 days, even though it hasn't been your internal 7 days, well, then when you cross the date line, it's when the Olam, you could skip a day or add a day based on crossing the date line, depending which direction you're crossing it. But it's not true. And here's why it's not true. The definition of a day is sunrise, sunset. So a woman has sunset come quicker because she's traveling. It's still a day, meaning the day just ended earlier than it would have otherwise. But that's still the definition of a day. When you cross the date line and you just skip a day, that's not, you didn't experience another sunrise sunset. That's not why you skipped a day. So it is internal, but it's her going through 7 days, which means seven sunrises and sunsets. Crossing the date line doesn't do that, right? If that's the date line, you just go, okay, no, you didn't experience another sunrise sunset when you take the one step over on the date line, which is an impossibility because halacha doesn't have it cut on the landmass. We have it, okay.
Then you run to like the time of the shadows. If you're going to assume it's a day, then you'd be off and everyone else would know.
Chanukah, Sfira, Omer, everything, yeah.
The 5 days in the Shemitah are clearly different. The 5 days is because of some...
That's what I was trying to say, right?
The Shemitah is, there's some... I mean, the Torah decided that you have to do some Sfira for 5 days. It's not... nothing happens.
So there's room to argue that Shemitah Kim... That's why I said the 5 days is Pashut. That's clearly about what's happening in her body. Right. The Shemitah Kim is a Din HaTorah, so maybe it's a week. So a week is determined based on the calendar. So in fact... no, it's very complicated. I actually put some armakomos here about that. There's a fascinating discussion in the Meshmeres Habayis about, is it based on the moon or is it based on, like, the example that the Rishonim give is the Mishnah assumes Bas Gimel Shan V'Yomechad, if she has Bia, her Besulim is not coming back. But if she's less than 3 years old, what if someone, Rahman al-Tzlan, rapes this girl whose third birthday was just yesterday, and then Beis Din decides, nah, we're adding an extra Adar. So her third birthday is not really for another 28 days. So the Rishonim say, her Besulim is now Chozer. What do you mean her Besulim is now Chozer? It's a physical thing in her body. It doesn't... So if you look in that passage of Mishmeres Habayis, he says, the halacha affects the physical world. So it's a discussion of the Rishonim. It's not so pashut that you could just say something like that. I mean, the pashut is that there is no besuleha chozrim entirely or not chozrim entirely. There's some tightness in the area, and it's a question of whether the halacha considers that she has besulim, or whether the halacha doesn't consider it, that she has besulim. So, you know, it's easier to say. But that is a major discussion. So I was just thinking in terms of this as well. If it's completely something that's internal, then the person has to go through the sunrise, sunsets, the 24-hour, and it's got to be up till, you know, if you hold Meis Leis, it's got to be 13 full years. And that would, regardless of when you cross the date line. Now, what happens to me, I was just going to mention with the date line thing, with the Nida Shaila, the first, I don't know if it was the first, one of the major articles written on the Dateline, Rabbi Palmer from YU, wrote in the RJJ Journal many years ago an article about the Dateline. He has one line about Nida in there where he very strongly implies that she could skip a day or have to count an extra day, which I thought was very not mistaver. I didn't think that was, I thought it should count based on her. Then I found Rabbi Heinemann, Rabbi David Heber on the Star K website has an article where he says Rabbi Heinemann said it's clearly, definitely an internal thing for herself. 7 days, seven sunrises, sunsets, nothing to do. Dateline doesn't affect it at all. I asked Rav Sachs what he thought. He also thought Rabbi Heinemann made more sense. And I found Rav Shmuel Marcus showed me that Rav Shmuel Zalman in Halicha Shlomo also says that way, that with the Shem Nikim, it would depend on her, it wouldn't depend on... But it's just... Now, I'm going to leave you with a kasha. We don't have much time. I'm going to leave you with a kasha. Rav Sternbach asks the following kasha. Rabbi Simon said that he remembers 30 years ago Rav Willig asked this kasha in Shir, and Rabbi Simon called Rabbi Willig up like recently and said, I think I have an answer. I didn't love his answer, but the kasha is a bomb kasha. The Rambam paskens beferish that 13 years old is not enough to be a gadol. What do you need? 13 years old and shtei saros, right? That's when you become a gadol. So, okay, we have a chazaka. He probably has shtei saros by the time he's 13 years old. Fine. Says the Rambam, any saros that were there before you're 13, don't count. It's a shuma bialma. Which means the shtei saros have to grow after the 13th birthday. The shtei saros have to grow. And how long do they have to be? Kedei lachav rosh al yikaram. They have to be long enough to bend the hair. Esr Sternbach, what are we dreaming? Every bar mitzvah boy, you know, he becomes a bar mitzvah, clap on the beam of Uhur Achman, he's going to say Baruch Hu. In that second, he grew shtei saros that are kedei lachav roshem liyikaram. How's that possible? So Rosh Hashanah leaves it as a kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Rav Willig asked the kasha, very, very strong kasha. I haven't seen any good tevurim. But okay, leave it at that. Right. But no one does the Omechet.